A potential €5 increase in the state pension in next month's budget was reported at the weekend, but groups representing the elderly say a significant rise is needed to address serious concerns older people are facing poverty. Our reporter Fiacra O'Kyunny has been speaking to politicians about the situation, including Labour's Duncan Smith, and firstly to the Fine Gael TD for Mayo, Michael Ring.
I hope there will be a substantial increase for the pensioners. They didn't get an increase in last year's budget, and I hope that they will get an increase this year because they will need it to cover the costs, particularly for carbon tax. My constituents are saying that the cost of living is going up every day. Carbon tax, fuel, ESB, and even in the last week, we're listening to all the particularly the suppliers of oil and gas and everything else. It's going to be going up over the winter. If they want to put up carbon tax, they're going to also have to supplement the pensioners, and they're going to have to give them some cover in relation to fuel.
Duncan Smith, Labour Party TD for Dublin Fingal. We haven't got our costings back from the Department of Finance yet, but we want to see an increase in the state pension. If it's €5 or above, whatever meets the needs that exist now in terms of combating the cost of living crisis and the fuel poverty crisis, that's what we need. There's many people who are at risk of real fuel poverty. So any changes that are made to the pension this year need to be cognizant of that and need to meet the challenge that exists in communities right now. But the state pension rise shouldn't just be across the line €3, €4, or €5. It should meet the needs of people today. And they are under fierce pressure from the cost of living and rising fuel prices. So we need a figure that's going to ensure that people get through the winter warmly, safely, and without fear of deprivation. That should be the real increase in state pension for older people this year.
That was Labour TD for Dublin Fingal, Duncan Smith, speaking with Fiacra O'Kyunny. Now we can talk to Sarah Lennon, who is the Executive Director of SAGE Advocacy Group, which supports older people and vulnerable adults. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
The Minister for Finance was advised by the Tax Strategy Group in his department that older people were less at risk of poverty than other groups in society. So shouldn't the available resources be targeted at those who are most in need rather than across the board?
I think there's two important things to say. I think, first of all, we know that older people themselves bore the brunt of the pandemic that we've just been through, particularly in terms of social isolation. And we know what we're coming up to now in terms of the winter. Obviously, there's been a significant increase in fuel costs, etc. So we know that, that poverty affects older people as well, and particularly those older people who may be availing of, for example, the Fair Deal scheme, which takes a significant amount of their personal resources. So I think, you know, it's not a black and white situation. There's a lot of nuance to it. I think what's probably just as concerning is, at the moment, the potential crisis that's ahead of us as Ireland gets older, not just in pensions, but places to live and long-term care for older people.
But is a one-size-fits-all payment of, we'll say, something like €5 across the board for every pensioner, is that what's really needed? Is that the best solution? Or should there be a more targeted way of looking at the people who need assistance, for example, people who are facing fuel poverty, and to give them an increase in their fuel allowance?
I think that's right, but it's also not where we are. We've been promised a cost of disability payment, for example, by the government over the last number of years, which would actually look at what people needed in terms of addressing issues around disability. And a cost of ageing payment would also be very welcome. But it's also just not where we are in terms of being able to decide on whether it's a blunt €5 increase or not. And I think, you know, obviously part of pension reform would have to bring in that equality proofing that you're mentioning there.
It seems that the advice from the civil servants in the Department of Finance is that quite a lot of pensioners have property on which they've paid down their mortgages, and they have assets as well, and perhaps fewer expenses than working age people, and that perhaps that is where, at working age people, is where the resources should be targeted.
Yeah, and again, it's simply about making sure that the budget office is quality proofing as it's committed to doing. And I think, you know, obviously we could make the argument as well that older people have paid their social insurance for decades in some cases. We also know that there are some older people who are completely dependent on the state pension and don't have access to any other type of income as well. So the room they have for additional costs can be much narrower than other people in different age demographics as well.
There is a lack of certainty, isn't there, over the age at which the state pension will be paid into the future. It is hoped, I think, that clarity will be brought to that when the Pensions Commission report is published. That hasn't been published yet. Would you like to see it?
Oh, I think it's absolutely critical at this point that we have the full picture of what's on the table. We know there's a crisis looming at the moment. There's around four people of working age for every person aged 65. That's expected to halve in terms of being two in the next 30 years. Obviously, there's a crisis looming, not just for our older people today, but you mentioned people of working age, their future state pensions. We need to know what's on the table. If it's going to be linked to a life expectancy model, for example, there's even further dangers there that people who are, you know, experiencing deprivation through their lives would be more seriously affected by that. The minister's been very clear there's consequences to whatever decision we make. We can't stand still. Doing nothing is not an option. And so we need to really know what the options are that are available to us. Simply increasing the pension age, the retirement age, again, it's another blunt instrument that wouldn't really be sustainable into the future.
All right, Sarah, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Sarah Lennon, Executive Director of Sage Advocacy.